Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Feral Audio.
Allie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. I'm Georgia. That's Allie.
What up?
What's up?
Georgia?
Yeah. You want me to go or you want you to go?
I really want to know what you learned this week.
What I learned this week?
Yo.
All right. I learned that there is something in your toothpaste, an ingredient that they put in your toothpaste. I know you probably know it already. Don't answer it. That makes you age faster. It mutates your genes. It causes cancer. And diseases in your bones, brains, arteries, kidneys, and organs.
What?
And it's also in the water you drink. They put it in drinking water. It gives you a risk of liver, oral, and bone cancer rises, kidney disease increases, hip fractures increase, and lowers your IQ and speeds aging.
Oh my God.
And it's in toothpaste, and they also put it.
And it's not water?
It's
not fluoride?
Is
it fluoride?
Yeah.
It's going to make my dick fall off?
It's going to make your dick fall off.
What?
It's insane. It's so bad for you. We're the only developing country that puts it in water and uses it.
It kills your whole body, but your chompers look good.
No, your chompers don't look good because it also causes those little white spots on it. And see how my teeth are kind of see-through at the bottom? It's caused by fluoride.
No.
Yeah, and so I've just switched to a new natural toothpaste that tastes like shit.
Well,
and doesn't make my mouth feel clean, but I'm not gonna die, so I'm cool.
Why don't you just oil pull and then just spritz some white vinegar in there,
like banaca?
Wait a second. Is there what fluoride czar fed us this poisonous Kool-Aid?
I think it's the Dental Association. Is like, we get a lot of money from the fluoride. Operations.
What? How are you doing right now?
I'm getting comfortable.
Georgia is human origami right
now. Well, I know Dustin's going to take a photo of us while we're sitting here like this, and my shorts are like non-existent, and I have a huge bruise on my leg, so I'm just, and I have cellulite, so I'm just trying to...
Bruises are hot. They're American Apparel model.
Okay, so what'd you learn? Everyone look that up and get natural toothpaste.
Okay.
Also, P.S., you need to stop drinking water out of your tap. Everyone.
I never do. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to sneeze, and you know when you have to sneeze and then it goes away and then your whole day is ruined?
Because
you're like, you're on the verge. It's like the biggest blue balls you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened to me. But if it's going to go away, your sneeze, I didn't learn it this week, but now I'll let our podcast listeners learn. If you can look at a source of sharp light really quickly, your pupils will constrict, and that constriction will cause you to sneeze.
I did not know that.
So if you're on the verge of losing a sneeze, like you start looking around like you are a victim of PTSD, like up at the sky, and then you look at the sun, and then you're like, hachoo!
What if you're on the verge of like losing your keys or something? Can you look at a source of light?
You can look at a source of light and stare into it and then just realize that nothing matters.
And your keys are in your hand.
You know what's funny is that we wouldn't need keys if we could trust people.
Actually, that was a thing that's on my hate, but we'll talk about it later. All right, what did you learn?
I learned that I hate looking for apartments, but that's more of a fuck that. I already told you this, but I learned that I was looking for a new apartment in like a hip part of town because I figured it's cheap and there's garbage on the streets.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a good value.
Yeah.
And then I realized that the apartments that are in the nicer part of town are cheaper because they're price gouging the hipsters.
Wow.
Yep. It's like Urban Outfitters charging $48 for a t-shirt. Fuck you guys.
All
so
right.
I might move to a nicer part of town.
Cool. I dig it.
I think that's what I learned. I also learned that, you know when you see crane flies and they're those big things and people call them skeeter eaters?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, for years I've been like, it doesn't eat mosquitoes, it's just a crane fly. Mm-hmm. But I found out that the larvae, they do, the babies eat mosquito babies. So it's like baby, can you imagine if it was
baby
like
side.
Babies,
infant side.
We infanticide, pedicide. If we put babies in a ring and we watch them eat each other.
Quick question. Is this what? The right topic to have when we have a very pregnant woman as our guest today?
Point.
She looks like she might cry.
Oh no.
Let's introduce our guest and ask her what she learned this week.
I would love to know that. Our guest is one of our lady crushes for a long time.
Oh, she's just a peach.
She's one of those people that she's gorgeous.
Oh my God, so gorgeous.
She's like, oh, I'm staring at you. This is awkward. Kind of gorgeous. And yeah. She's hilarious. She's a comedian.
And so nice.
And an actress, Deanna Russo. She's also a prager.
Very. You're, yes. Hi.
Guys, it's good to be here.
How sweaty are you right now?
Not too bad.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm Italian. I'm just always sweaty. So
me too. What about Italian?
So no sweatier than usual?
No sweatier than usual.
Huge sweat.
You're not the first pregnant person we've ever had.
Yeah, who else have you guys had?
Elizabeth Lame.
Oh, yeah.
Said she had like just, but she had just found out.
Elizabeth Lame is kind of my inspiration for my whole birth plan.
Really?
Yeah, I'm basically following her footsteps doing hypnobabies and the
Tell
birth
us what
center.
You learned and then we're fucking talking about this. Yeah. I'm fascinated with pregnancy and birth and all of it.
You know, this week I learned that immunotherapy for cat allergies can be quite successful nowadays. What? Because back in the day, like, okay, so both my mom and my brother are deathly allergic to cats, and I live with three cats. And so they never stay over, right? They always get Airbnbs nearby.
Is that the worst thing in the world, though, to have your mom not spend the night at your house? I'm real sorry, but
I'm so sorry you can't stay with me.
Yeah.
Well, when we were kids, I remember my brother would get shots, but like, they sort of worked, right?
Yeah.
I think he was just getting cortisone. I mean, who knows? But my mom started going through this whole like series of immunotherapy. So they start to introduce small bits of allergens into your system. So eventually your body learns to fight it off on its own. And she started this in January.
Is this the thing that you have to go every week and then eventually you get it less and less?
Yes, exactly.
And it works really well, right?
So I started doing it. It turns out I found out that I'm deathly allergic to hornets and yellow jackets.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was visiting my family on the East Coast and I got stung and I like blew up like a balloon. Just one sting from a hornet.
Oh wait, was this your face?
Yes. My whole body.
That was incredible.
I was like, who's your surgeon? Like, it looked like you went a little crazy with the Juvederm.
That was amazing. Your
it
face
was scary. It was probably the most pain I've ever been in because every inch of, not inch, just like every bit of your skin, and you think about everywhere your skin is, it was inflamed and itching and
immediately buttholes.
Yeah.
That's what you think of?
Buttholes.
Oh, yeah.
Buttholes, scalp, in your ears, around your ears, between your toes. Like, everything is just...
Oh, my God.
Like you don't want to put clothes on, but you have to leave the house to get to the hospital.
Holy
so you're just
shit.
Like...
Oh, no.
So anyway, so I found out I was allergic. I started this immunotherapy, but it's not like in California, I'm going to get... You know, how do you test it? So it turns out it works because my mom started doing it for cat allergies, and she just came to visit this week. Mm-hmm. For the shower.
Aww.
And she stayed with us and she was petting our cats.
Holy shit.
And she didn't go into anaphylactic shock, which she did 8 years ago.
Oh my God.
So this is kind of amazing. And
oh,
I just wanted, and
incredible.
This is also a game changer for us because now she's retired and all she wants to do is, you know, be part of the baby, the baby. So, so now she gets to stay with us and she was so helpful. We're now at a point in our lives in relationships and everything where it's not awful to have our mom stay with us. You know, I think maybe before it would have been like, what do you know about things? But now it's like, no, we need you. So we need you to be our mom so we can be a mom.
I feel like that happens a lot with pregnancy is that it changes the relationship.
I think it's because your mom finally approves of you.
Yeah. You're finally suffering the way she suffered just to have you be
she's
a human.
Like, you're finally doing what the reason I had you is for you to make me a grandbaby.
Right.
She's like, moms are finally like, I could chill out now.
That's all you had to do your whole life was just get knocked
just
up.
Get knocked
turns
up.
Out.
Give me, wait, where is your mom from?
Jersey. We're all from Jersey.
Oh, wow.
But aren't you from kind of Georgia at some point?
I worked in Georgia last year.
I remember you getting proposed to in like the 10 different fountains in Georgia.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right.
Because your wonderful husband, Michael Cassidy, who we have not had them on the podcast, but he's been on Drunk History. He was in our Drunk History episode.
Oh, that's right.
He's
that's
in
right.
all of them.
Yeah.
But did you got proposed to like 15 different
in
times.
Savannah.
Right?
Yeah. I was working in Atlanta and he flew out to visit me. And so, you know, we went out to Savannah for, you know, a little rendezvous, and then he popped the question.
Did you have any idea it was going to happen?
I totally knew it was going to happen because it's first of all, it's very hard for us to keep secrets from each other. We can smell it. We can smell something's up a mile away.
That's
like,
probably a good
is that?
Trait in a relationship.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And it just wasn't like, we're long distance a lot for work. And so the rule is 3 weeks. Things start to break down if you can't hug each other every 3 weeks. And by hug, I mean, you know, yeah. put it inside.
Yeah. Insemination.
Put some part of your body inside of my body.
Intercourse. Put my hornet in your butthole.
not my hornet.
No hornets.
Oh my God. So swollen.
By the way, if anyone wants to meme me so hornet with allergies.
Oh my God.
Just tweet them at us. Just really, really bad. But the person is not allowed to have died from the hornet sting. That's my only rule.
Okay, that's
I'm just saying. So, I for some reason thought that you were from Georgia and like that was a Georgia tradition and like, because like I had a cousin who was married in Nevada and like her dad legitimately had to follow them down Main Street in a wheelbarrow with a shotgun. And so I'm like outside of California. Oh, I think that there's all these crazy marriage things that I guess are not true. Okay. That's your face is telling me that that's not how it happened.
No, I'm an Italian from Jersey. I don't think we have any marriage traditions. Just
in Jersey.
Like, yeah, no, there's an R in there.
You sounded like my mom when she tries to say New Orleans, but like with an act.
New Orleans.
And it's like, Mom, you're from LA. Shut up. You're just insulting everyone from New Orleans.
Your mom tries to pronounce like the entire Mexican restaurant menu with like.
Yes. A Mexican in Spanish.
Burrito? She like rolls her R's.
That's hot. I like that. I like when somebody's talking and they just bust out. The apple. So, yeah.
Let's ask you a slumber party question.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Are you ready for this? I heard you have great ghost stories, so at some point we're going to need to.
We're going to save that. Expectations are high.
What
if we do.
They're not, because we love every ghost story, even if it's fake.
Your elevator's haunted, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's awesome.
Yeah, my elevator's a death chamber.
It's cool.
It's like a coffin.
We should take a Ouija board in there, too.
Oh, God, I'm so scared. It's this tiny. It's like this tiny mahogany thing from the 20s, and it's just like you can hear the ghosts just churning as you go up, like lurch up floors. It's terrifying. Whenever I take my laundry down, I'm like, something's going to strangle me. Phantom's going to. Okay.
Ghosts can't strangle you.
Let's do perfect. Sure they can. They can crack chandeliers and stuff.
All right.
Well, we'll hear about it. Okay. Let's do perfect day, morning to night. Okay. So perfect day. You can wake up anywhere. You can teleport because it's perfect day.
Can she not be pregnant if she doesn't want to be?
She can not be pregnant. She can be pregnant with octuplets. She can do whatever she wants. She
can
have a
giving birth that day.
Why am I talking about dicks?
I don't know. You really have. This is the third time you brought up the idea of having dicks and balls.
I'm probably ovulating or something.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect day. You can
perfect
eat whatever
day,
you want.
I'm definitely not pregnant. Not pregnant. I don't have a baby, a sandbag baby, like weighing me down anywhere. Like, I'm going to be such a good mom. So, okay. So not pregnant, no kids. I want to wake up like creekside on like a double inflated air mattress. It's like the sun is out, but like, it's like I'm painting a nature picture and the cops are like the popos here. No, you know when like you're camping and the sun hits the tent and it gets like too hot and
yeah.
your kids like, no, there's no kids laughing. There's no, it's not too hot. It's just like, oh, there's just like a babbling brook and I could like get up and.
Jesus. The outside is like, that's never going to happen.
Motorcycles
Sienna.
Roaring past.
Okay. So yeah. So there's motorcycles in my perfect dream. No, what am I saying? Whatever. Okay. So creekside, then it's time for breakfast. So we're going to teleport to like Paris and we're going to eat Nutella crepes with bananas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like
the cone kind or the kind that's like flat. Because I saw the, I've seen the cone kinds a lot lately, and I'm kind of digging those.
Really? Where are these cones at?
They, I don't know, but they look like ice cream cones, but they're just crepes, and you eat it like
I think that's how they give it to you. Like, they just, like, it's easier to be like, hey, to go, goodbye, right. go. Like, that's how they, that's more Parisian.
Okay.
Like, sitting with a knife and fork is more like restaurant style, which they do in France, but
yeah.
No, this is like to go. Like,
okay, got it.
We're taking our crepes, we're just like, walking the streets, you know, whatever. Then we're definitely going to go to Ireland and have a Guinness for lunch. That's all it is. Just a motherfucking Guinness for lunch. Then we're going to go to... God, you can tell how bad I want to get drunk so bad. Because now we're going to Scotland. And we're going to taste single malt scotch where it's made.
Oh, my God.
Nothing too, too smoky. Just, like, something brown with a splash of water. And... And that's just like mid-afternoon. So now we got to go find a good sunset. Where do we go see a good sunset? islands. We have to go to like some cool island. Let's say, what's the first one that hits the day? Is it Guam or something?
I don't know. What is the first one that hits the day?
Although that would, that's more daybreak. So that would be the wrong way. We want the other way.
You want the other way. Like what? Like a Pacific, some sort of Pacific.
Yeah. So Fiji.
Atoll. Sure.
Let's do Fiji.
Yeah.
Do Fiji.
Let's go Fiji. Never been, but it's the perfect day. So we're just going to go and watch the sunset with, a pina colada and Myers rum floater.
Oh my God.
I just want to be like, cause you can't start drinking and stop. You just have to keep the buzz going.
It's called a nap. That's what stopping and drinking
And
is.
How pregnant, let's reiterate, how pregnant are you? How many months in are
eight
you?
8 months pregnant.
You're 8 months pregnant.
All I want to do is get drunk.
I once saw a very, very pregnant woman with a shirt on that said, I miss beer. And I was like, you're awesome.
Oh, yeah. The cool thing is her husband could probably wear the same one right. if he's got a beer gut. If you have a beer gut, that would stretch out in the perfect way. Oh, so you're on an island. There's a pina colada.
Yes, watching the sunset. And I just assume like, I mean, I just, I don't know why I thought I was not alone for this, but it's like my man's there or he's not there or just like some cool buds. Like it's just all kind of free forming. It's just a matter of like anybody that wants to come can come. But if you want to go do your own thing, you don't have to come. Like nobody's obligated to come with me on this perfect day. Okay. Like a- just pick and choose your own adventure part of this. Right. So you
your
guys are
friends
welcome.
Are all doing Sudoku like 10 feet away.
Yeah. You're thanks.
Like, they're here if I need you, but we're not making eye contact the whole time.
Like you don't have your problems to tell me that day.
Yeah. Oh. Well, now we got to go to Asia because it's like nightlife. I bet they have like, I've never been to
Japan at night. Would
yeah.
Be
nice. I
as
bet
long
Japan
as you're hammered,
awesome.
You should do some karaoke. I mean, yes. If you're going to stick with this.
Yeah. Yes. Let's do it. And then to like cap it off, like super, like we've had too much to drink and we've probably gotten some really gross, greasy food, like a breakfast sandwich. Oh, Taylor ham, egg and cheese from a deli in New York. We're going to take that with us, but we're going to go to like the most northern part of the earth and look at shooting stars and Borealis.
This is the most detailed and best perfect day we've had.
Yeah, I think it might top it. Because you're outdoors.
What do I win?
Do
I win this day?
You do not win the day.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a showcase showdown. Georgia bet $1 and she won it. You're fucked. But that it's outdoors, but it's good food. And there's plenty of rum.
And there's multiple locations because I've never been like, you wake up in one place and you stay there for the day. I don't think I've ever.
You know, what would your perfect day be, Georgia?
Yeah. It's very similar.
Right?
Except I would be pregnant. No.
You'd be doing the Sudoku 10 feet away.
Yes. That is my dream. I think I think sitting somewhere and reading would be ideal for me.
You're the queen of finding like a bar and getting a beer and reading.
Oh my God. That's my
Georgia's
happiest.
That's your Olympic sport and you murder at
I
it.
I do it really well in every city we go. There's a dog at the bar too. I'm fucking stoked on life.
Dude,
there's
other people's dogs.
Snacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your ideal bar snack?
Gosh. Well, you have to be able to eat it with one hand so you can hold your book down. Like a burger won't work because you have to use two hands.
Can I put a suggestion
please.
Out there? Tater tots with a variety of dipping sauces.
Love it.
But like good tater tots.
Good.
And maybe there's like little pieces of cheese inside of the tater tot.
Why haven't those been made yet?
I don't know. How hard are tater tots to make? Someone who's made tater tots, let us know.
Get freezer. Like you can get freezer tater.
Like a croquette. Oh, yeah. It's almost like a croquette, but then there's a thing that's cheese in it, but also you're like, do I dip this in this blue cheese sauce? Do I dip it in?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Get on that.
This is
world.
Important. This is important.
You know what
work.
I like doing? And
what?
I think it's because I've been looking for apartments. The idea of and I haven't done this in like 5 years, of being in a new apartment and putting up your like artwork and deciding where your furniture goes sounds really fun to me. But also there's an iced coffee there, and somehow I've got a speaker system that is and a good Pandora station, not a shitty one where I'm like, how are we on Coldplay again? This is Mariah Carey Christmas station.
Like, the moving is done. You're in your new place. Everything is brand new.
You have internet.
You have internet already. Yeah. Or you don't. What if you don't have internet?
Have you ever moved into a place and been like, oh, fuck, I don't have toilet paper. Have you ever done that?
No, I guess that's not, like, I guess I just always have toilet paper.
Okay, bye guys. Bye guys. Have a great rest of the episode.
Actually, the more times in like the past couple of years that in my adult life than ever before have I run out of toilet paper and then gotten more for like a couple days.
I've seen you had a little toilet paper crisis 2 months ago where you kept like meaning to go out and buy some, and we were at our friend Carrie's house and gave you a roll to go because you're like, I don't want to go out until tomorrow.
To be fair though, my allergies are so bad that I have tissues in every room, so it's not like I didn't use anything.
I just use fish wrap whenever I come back from a fishmonger. I just keep it by the...
That's so gross.
That's not true, but I was wondering about that though.
What?
I was just thinking about like hunter gatherers pre-civilization leaves,
right? On their buttholes.
What if you're on the plains? What if you're on the plains of America? You're a Native American. In all of my reading of Native American culture and history, I don't think I've ever read anything addressing where they pooped.
Maybe they didn't.
They had to have.
Maybe their poop. Maybe they ate so cleanly that their poop was like cow dung, or it was just like,
yeah.
It's
if
hay.
One society was going to figure it out, it's the Native Americans.
Like it was so paleo on point that it was just like goat drops, like bunny drops, where you're like, I left a trail of ellipses.
And you put it back into the in nature, and it like helps your stuff, your food grow.
But that's just one thing that I'm like, I feel like we get cheated out of that when we're learning about history, and if we're learning about the Crusades, I want to know when they had to stop if they had diarrhea.
What did they do when they had periods?
Periods. I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
I think grass.
I think grass too, but what do you mean?
I think there was a hay situation.
Rags. What about rags?
I don't know, but I learned that tea bags were an accident. I mean, as long as we're talking about tampon-esque items, tea bags, some guy was loose tea was like what you did. And then some guy was shipping out samples of his tea. And he's like, you could try this tea or this tea. And people are like, oh, I'm just going to throw this in a cup.
Oh.
And they're like, can you send me more of those? And he's like, well, and then they'd order it and they'd be like, these aren't in the bags. And then boom, we had tea bags.
He was sending it out as samples to pour into it, cut open and pour. Loose tea.
And little silk sachets.
Holy shit. Wow.
And then people are like, guess what? I don't have to fucking clean this up with my dirty fingers. You guys.
Oh, a couple podcasts ago, I mentioned how much I hate squeezing a tea bag. And so many nice people were like, send us links to like shit to buy. And
such
I bought one.
Surgical gloves. Just wear surgical
gloves. No, like
gloves.
Cute little like squeezers.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know those existed.
I know, guys. Tea. Are you coffee or tea?
Tea.
You are? What kind of
tea? I love the smell of coffee. Mm-hmm. My stomach does not like coffee.
Oh.
I drink all kinds of delicious tea. Right now, I'm kind of on a strict raspberry leaf tea diet. Do you guys know?
No.
Raspberry leaf tea apparently strengthens your uterus.
Ooh,
so
really?
I'm drinking like a tonic of it. Like I let it steep overnight and then I just kind of drink it throughout the day or add it to a smoothie. I mean, whatever.
Sure. You could do so many things.
And then you're supposed to keep drinking it until you stop bleeding, like after the birth.
Ooh.
What you is bleed your, like a month after.
Are you scared of giving birth?
No, I'm not, because I've been doing this like hypnotherapy self-study course.
Right.
And I've basically reprogrammed my brain where I'm not afraid because the fear causes the tension, which causes the pain.
Yeah.
And also like it's all temporary. At most you're suffering for a few minutes at a time, but then it stops for a second. Right. So if you can just catch your breath, like you can go back in and what at most I'm doing it for 2 days. Like you can do anything for 2 days.
I'm so like, I can't wait to, I think it's fascinating and I'm excited. I'm the only fucking person I know is like, I can't wait to be pregnant and give birth.
We are on opposite sides of the fence.
I know.
Here.
Also, I hate being pregnant so much. So as soon as I feel a contraction, it's like, yes, I'm not going to be pregnant soon.
It's like the baby gives its notice. It's like, I just want to let you know. And
evicted.
14 hour notice. So wait, what is your birth plan? And by the way, someone was talking to me about having a birth plan and they're like, yeah, you got to decide how much light you want in the room, what kind of music, you like, which way the bed faces.
Whoa. Here's what I'm learning. I'm learning that it's not some high maintenance LA mom type of thing to walk in with a birth plan. It's not that. It's like hospitals expect you to come in with a very clear one sheet list of just basic things. Like,
right.
I do like this. I don't like that. As far as lighting or whatever. I mean, when you're in a hospital, you have the least amount of control, even though you technically have complete control over this medical phenomenon that's about to happen. It doesn't feel like it because there's all these procedures, et cetera. So you feel kind of locked into the fluorescent lights and the whatever.
Yeah. It sounds awful. I don't like going into fluorescent lights for anything, to buy like a gallon of water. So I don't want to be in the most excruciating pain of my life under them either.
And yeah.
So.
And looking up at that. I mean,
Yeah. No, dim that shit.
Dim that shit.
You like, I guess what? I didn't get knocked up under fluorescence. This baby's not coming to the world that way. But it's kind of like having a writer, right? It's like you're a rock band and you're like, here's my writer.
There you go. Yeah. They expect it. They expect you to like, because we're going to put stuff in your dressing room. So you might as well tell us what you want.
Do you know what the sex is?
It's a girl. We don't know names. We don't know what we're going to name her because we kind of feel like it's going to be clear when we meet her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can name her Georgia middle name and Allie first name.
That's actually on the table.
Yeah. Just FYI. So you're going to, do you have a couple kind of picked out and then you're going to see what her face looks like?
We have we have like a list and they're mostly like kind of old timey names. The problem is we just know a lot of people. And they all have, and some of them have babies. And so we're just trying not to pick a name of someone. Excuse me. We're trying not to pick a name of someone we already know.
Yeah.
Just to keep it fresh. But that's hard. Like, there's only so many names that we like.
Adelaide. I think that's a great name. And I know we know someone who has it.
Just name it UCB.
That's where we met. I mean, that's kind of meant to be.
Oh, really? Is I'm just going to say her initials could be, her name is Eucerus. Eunice.
Ursula.
Ursula.
I found out that my sister, who's just found out she's pregnant, might want to take the name, my grandma's name, which is the name I always wanted, but I don't care. And we already know so many people with the name Molly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it Molly?
Yeah.
That's a great name. What if you adopted a baby before she gave birth and you could claim it?
Fuck, I mean, yeah.
Do you know how many people conceived on Molly that are going to name their kids Molly? It's going to be like all the kids that have LSD as their initials.
Or Mary Jane as their first name.
My sister lived in like Stockton or somewhere terrible. Uh-huh. Sorry, Stockton.
Uh-huh.
And there was a kid named Crystal.
No.
Named after Crystal Meth.
No.
You guys, I'm sorry, Stockton. So birth plan. So hypnotherapy. So you're listening to tapes. It's like, it's no big deal.
They're like, you know, digital files. Yeah,
they're not tapes.
I turn on the phonograph.
I still say I listen to books on tape.
But no, you're not wrong because they mail them to you in CDs, and I'm like, who even? I had to buy like a $15 CD player, like Walkman, Discman from Amazon just to play these. And then I was like, oh, I'll just upload them onto my computer and like listen to them, whatever, through Dropbox or something. Mm-hmm. No, because my laptop doesn't have a disk drive anymore. Like nothing has a disk drive. So I had to borrow a friend's external, plug it in, upload all these things. Anyway,
it makes me
uncomfortable.
You're not
wrong. Okay. Like, when you said tapes, I'm just giving you shit.
No, I didn't even think about the fact that they weren't on tape, which is terrifying. But yeah, can you imagine? In the middle of it, you're like so chill, and then it's like, flip the tape to side B.
You're like, you're ruining my steez. So the audio files, are they, they're mostly, do they say your name in them? Are they like, Deanna?
No. I mean, here, you can, there's many different types of hypnotherapy.
I'm all for it, by the way.
Yeah, me too. It really helped me with my anxiety. Like, I don't need Xanax anymore.
What did you do for that? Quick question, just for the listeners.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be interested in wanting to know.
Listeners might want to also get off Xanax.
Right.
I was... I kept having these like very strong physiological reactions to stress that were directly related to things about my job that will never change. Waiting for the call, right? You go on a big audition and then you're waiting for the call and you're good for the first day because you have all that adrenaline, but like a week goes by and then they're not going to decide by the next weekend. And I mean, that was driving me crazy. That or last minute travel. They're like, you're going to work in Montreal next week, but it's like nearing 2 days before and they still haven't booked your plane
That's
ticket.
Very stressful.
Ooh, I hate it. I hated it past tense. Now I can roll with it because I went to a hypnotherapist and I told her specifically all these things that drive me crazy. And in that one, they say my name, and it's kind of like fill in the blank. So they say, like, you write a list of things about all the positive things in your life, all the gifts, all the, and then also the things that you want to change about your life. And so she scripts it in a way, and you get this 30-minute recording that she, like, she puts you under. Doesn't feel like you're being hypnotized. Doesn't feel like being hypnotized, mm-hmm. by the way. It just kind of feels like, I better lay here because keep being polite because I'm paying money for this, right? Like,
I've done that.
But like, it works, because as long as you're relaxed, your lizard brain is receiving those suggestions, and it works. So
she gives you, so it's like a one-time thing. So it's the same recording every time.
Yeah. And mine's like outdated, right? Cause it talks about a boyfriend, and I don't have a boyfriend anymore or whatever.
How long did it take to start working? Like, did you notice it like weirdly?
Within the first couple weeks, I listened to it every night before I go to sleep. And instantly, like, I had this like stress rash on my hands, and it went away. And then you forget to do it, right? Or you have a great night and you forget to listen to your hypnotherapy, whatever. Yeah. If I go more than 3 days without listening to it, the stress rash comes back.
Wow.
Right. So it was an easy sell for me when our dear friend Elizabeth Lame was like, hypno babies. But it's an at home study course. So you can go and do the one-on-one thing, mm-hmm. right? They also have them with groups. So you go with like a bunch of pregnant women, they hypnotize you, whatever. But I like the home study thing. Gosh, I'm all kinds of burpy right now.
Love it. The baby's like, let me get at that mic. Let me rock it.
Wait, who do you have do you want to shout out your hypnotherapist from before?
That was Alicia Tambori. There's another one that my man went to and she was amazing. I can't remember. That's not interesting. Cut it out. Just edit this out.
We're going to be like, maybe we'll footnote it for next time.
Yeah.
I have to say, I did some hypnotherapy about a year and a half ago. And when I was doing it and listening to it, I was in the best mood of my life. I was like, this is wonderful. And then I was like, I feel so great. I'm going to stop doing it. And then I was like, I should probably dust off those tapes again.
Is it like guided meditation kind of?
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because it's like, you know how your brain says shit to you all the time where you're like, get off my back, brain.
Yeah.
Your brain's like, you're so dumb. Why are you so smelly?
Yeah.
Like all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
That's what mine is telling me right now, because I actually do feel very sweaty. But like, your hypnotherapy is like, tells you new things to think. So then when you start thinking those things, like, you have this little buddy that's like, hey, don't say that to her, and you're like, yeah, that's rude, and then you just start
it changes the narrative too, probably. So instead of being like, you smell, it's like, you smell amazing.
Yeah, or we all just have our unique smells, and that's just part of life. It's whatever, and you can do it for anything. Perfect.
I'm good on smell. I love when I stink. It's the best.
You know, sometimes if I eat goat cheese, my BO smells like goat cheese.
Really?
Yeah, is that right? You guys, we have some goat cheese in front of us. I dare you to try it.
What about when you eat onion rings and your pee smells like onions? Does anyone else have that happen?
That happens with coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had that for sure.
Better with coffee.
I'm just saying.
Let's ask a slumber party question. Okay. Let's ask a gross one. Let's get gross. Let's get gross. I like that we're starting to get gross.
Right now I have kill me now, most embarrassing moment.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, do you want a minute to think of that?
Do you want it as, how about in your pregnancy, most embarrassing moment?
Most embarrassing pregnancy moment.
Oh, I just keep ripping farts all the time.
Like on accident?
Or this is hard.
Yeah, no, I can't. Like, I'm so not in control of my body or what's changing or what's doing. And digestion has been so weird. And I have been... Like the two most memorable, weirdest times I farted was like once in my friend's backyard. I was like laying in their hammock and there's like also there's nothing you can do. You're kind of trapped in a hammock. And I totally was like trying to get out because I was trying to get out of it and I didn't get out in time and it totally ripped. And it's my man wasn't even there. It was like two of his close friends.
Oh, that's the worst.
And we were all kind of hanging out because like another friend of ours had just passed away, and so we were all kind of there for this very somber thing. And here's this like gross pregnant woman who's like the only one not drinking and just farting. Like, and I remember thinking like maybe they didn't hear. And then the next night I saw one of the friends and I was like, hey, I'm sorry, my body's weird, and I totally ripped one in front of you guys. And he was like, and he didn't even like pretend like he didn't hear it. He was just like, oh no, it's fine. What your body's going through is amazing. So like they did hear it. The other weird time was, where was I? I was like at a restaurant or something, and I really didn't think anybody was behind me.
Oh no. Oh God.
I was just like posted up writing thank you cards or whatever, and like all of a sudden I'm like I let it go, and I look up in front of me to be like, all right, cool, nobody noticed. And then like 10 minutes later I'm getting up to leave and I realize there was somebody like 5 feet behind me.
Oh my god.
And I'm just kind of like, well, what are you gonna do? So yeah,
I just want to reiterate that Dan is like drop dead gorgeous, yeah, pregnantly. Yeah. Do you have you being trapped in a hammock farting?
Trying to get up.
The best. Maybe old Whittles was behind that.
Probably.
I feel like if one of those dudes were like a dick about you farting, like they would be the worst human beings in the planet.
Oh no, they better love that. What's better than a hot married pregnant lady ripping one in a hammock?
Or like, I just mean like making fun in any way, or like calling you out. Like that would be, you can't do that as a human.
So helpless.
No, you better not. Oh my lord.
Farting's funny though.
Do you guys already have your embarrassing moments kind of like out in the air? We have so many.
One of my worst was farting in 7th grade math class when I was new to school. And I just was, because my last name, I wish I could pretend that this was your voice talking, Georgia. Since my last name starts with a W, I was sitting in the back of the class, you know, because they do it alphabetically. So there's like one person behind me that I could turn. So when everyone looked at me, I was like, I don't know.
And I looked around and
it was like, Jennifer, you was like, no fair.
Oh,
she's
my
the last
God.
Person in the class. But what's anything embarrassing happened to you recently?
Oh,
have you to buy anything embarrassing?
Oh,
you know what's the worst?
What?
Is if you are not trying to have a baby, but like if you're late, like I had to buy a pregnancy test a couple months ago and I was like, the chances of me being pregnant are like slim to none because I did not have a boyfriend. I was not sleeping with anyone for a while, but I was like, my thing was late and wonky and I was like, just in case. And so I had to go buy a pregnancy test, but they had to get it from behind glass.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
And because I'm like over 21, they were like, good luck.
Oh,
and I was like, like, this would be my ex-boyfriend's from a month ago. And it would also kind of ruin my life right now.
I like that I think you went into that story because when you asked me the question if I bought anything, you realized my answer would be enemas. And so you were very sweet about changing the conversation. But I have no shame.
You've bought enemas in so many different cities across the country.
It's very true. Don't be ashamed of yourself, you guys.
When Georgia travels,
they don't need to tell them that, though.
It's real. Like, everything stops up. I was going to say, have you ever done a colonic?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. God, I want to so bad. They won't do it to you when you're pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. Like, everybody's
afraid to touch you. Have you ever done a coffee enema?
No. You put coffee up your butt and it wakes you up.
No. It cleans you out, and it cleans out your, what's this guy?
Gallbladder?
That's your ascending. Wait, what? No, that's your ascending colon.
Your pancreas.
One of those two. Pancreas or gallbladder. It, like, you can hear it squish. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe that's your gallbladder.
Yeah.
That's where bile comes out of.
That's it. That's the one. It'll, if you do it right, it'll go, you'll hear it go like, thanks.
Wait, so you get a water bottle, you shoot coffee up your butt.
Yep. Yep. Good brewed coffee.
Good brew.
Organic. Use organic.
You gotta get stumped.
Don't use fluoridic water either. Don't use. Did you guys ever hear about the person who did the nasal neti pot thing? And there was two people in like Kentucky, and they died from brain parasites because they used tap water.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have a friend who has a PhD in neuroscience.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say who it is because I don't want to compromise her research. But she went to go supervise someone who was doing some of her research, and like they were just using tap water in some of the samples. And she was like, that's going to fuck up my results.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't use tap water. I don't drink tap water. I wouldn't use it in my studies for neuroscience. No. What are you going to do? What about books? Have you read any good books?
Why are you changing the...
No,
change
Oh, I'm
it.
Sorry.
I'm kidding,
Were we still
it.
Up your butthole, Georgia?
I'm kidding. Change it.
You want me to talk about balls some more?
Do you mind?
So when you're thinking about dicks, you guys...
What is wrong with me?
Seriously.
What is right with you?
You know what? It's hot.
Everything.
It's like late April. It feels like summer. I think it feels like it's like we're making the pilgrimage from like hot winter to like summer, and it's boner town.
There's no explanation better of how gross and sweaty you feel than the idea of balls. Like, those are
balls.
The grossest, sweatiest part that you could ever have, probably.
If you like a person, you love their balls.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
I don't like balls. I think they're stupid and they're gross. They're gross. Ew, they're gross.
Sticking to the other leg.
Yeah, like, and they look like a brain, like a weird brain.
I think that's so cute.
Oh. balls are gross.
They're so, but they're so vulnerable. There's not something so that. Vulnerable. Do you know what I mean?
No, they're so gross.
They're like, there
Deanna,
you
want to weigh in on this?
I mean, they're gross, but I kind of like that they're gross. So,
right?
Guys, the I Libra mean, just balancing
you know I
scales.
Love gross stuff.
You know what they should
don't
do?
Don't have anything.
Like, they should make a little thing that just harnesses them and just tucks them out of the way. It's like a G-string for...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we've got to get everything waxed and some people get their whole vaginas and cut off.
Sometimes, yeah, they get the... What is it called?
Labiaplasty.
Fuck that.
I know. Dude. People.
You know why? Because they don't want their vaginas to look like balls.
Ah. Oh, God. I went too far, didn't I?
No, that actually makes perfect sense.
But you know what? It's, you know, at some point your baby had the same parts and then it just, there was a fork in the road and analogous structures merged in two different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Were you like boy or girl? I don't care. But like secretly you were like,
which can you get more money for on the black market?
Oh, definitely girls. We're going to make so much money off of her.
E-baby.
I think like, because, I have an older brother, I assumed that, oh, you want to have a boy first and then a girl.
Right.
But you know, whatever.
Little brothers are cute.
What about siblings wise? What do you have?
Oh,
you have one older
I have
brother?
One older brother, and then I have a step family that I grew up with, but our parents aren't married anymore, so aww, it's like we're ex steps, but there's like, I mean, I've known them since I was five.
Yeah, that's great.
So and so my stepbrother is my brother's age and my stepsister is my age, so we're two thirds of the Brady Bunch.
That's very
adorable.
Sweet.
I
love it. You have to have a sibling for your kids
at this point. I'm thinking, can't this just be the last time I ever go through with this?
That's what I want one, but like they're gonna be a dick.
Well, what you have to do is you have to wait until you're like 40 and then just be like, shove as many embryos as you can fit.
Yeah,
twins would be
octomom or whatever.
And you pop them out. I know. Then you're octomom.
Where is she? How is she doing?
I don't know. Those kids must be like 9 at this point, though.
Oh my god!
Right.
I thought she was going to be on. I thought we were going to have like her own channel. We're just going to watch her anytime we wanted to.
Doesn't she at least have a Periscope account?
At least.
Can't I just see daily meltdowns? Actually, speaking of birth, should we do it was my
speaking
birthday?
Of what?
Birthing? Birth. Speaking of birth, let's do it. It was my birthday. This is a segment we do. It originated from people's bad Yelp reviews about how restaurants would not accommodate them on their birthday.
It's my birthday.
But what was your last birthday like? Do you have like the worst birthday or the best birthday you've ever had?
Or a dream birthday?
Yeah, no. I mean, the last, oh gosh, I don't know. Dream birthday was one that, just to be sweet about it, my dad would pick me up and take me out for a really nice dinner. Aww. And when I was 12, he took me out to the top of the World Trade Center where it was called Windows of the World.
Right.
And it was a cloudy day and we got to sit by the window, but every once in a while the clouds would park and you could see like these tiny little ant cars below you. It was cool.
That's so 12. Cool.
Yeah, it was 12. And I remember he saw a couple and they were communicating with sign language and he started laughing and he goes, I don't know much in sign language, but I know that when you put your forearms together and your top hand looks like horns and then your bottom hand kind of like flutters, mm-hmm. that's the sign language for bullshit.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Get it? Because it's a cow on one side.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's diarrhea on the other hand.
You mimic.
This is just a shit-laden podcast episode right now.
I know.
It's all butthole shit.
It's actually when cattle get coffee enemas and their gallbladder squirts.
I mean, I'm just going to say, you guys, read up about coffee enemas. They're supposed to be really good for you.
Sure.
Anyway.
No,
I'm surprised, though, it doesn't wake you up because you've heard of people shooting vodka up their butt and being super drunk.
That I think it does, but that's not the point, though, but okay. It does.
Hashtag butt chugging. I think it's funny how things go so in and out of style that, like, butt chugging was, like, a thing on the radar, and now it's, like, kind of vintage. Like, it's like a TBT at this point. It's, like, to when I butt chugged. Like, 2011 was, like, the year for butt chugging. What are we doing now these days?
Oh, God.
Artisanal cocktails?
Just,
I don't even know.
Up your butt?
Okay, what about Killing a Benjamin? Let's play Killing a Benjamin. This is a segment where we give you $100.
Ooh.
You spend it in a way that you don't have to answer to anyone. And you don't have to be like, I should have paid off a thing. You just fucking blow the Benjamin.
Spa.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I feel like a custom massage or a little facial or something.
What are pregnancy massages like?
Oh, you have to lay on your side.
Okay, I've always been curious about pregnancy massages.
It's a whole body pillow thing. Uh-huh. And the weirdest thing about laying on your side is when you have shoulder issues, you're like, which way does my shoulder go, right? It's like you're constantly spooning. You're constantly spooning your own stomach. So it's like, what do you do with the bottom arm, right?
Do they massage like more in your, more, I don't know.
It's
so.
Yeah, do they get up? Do they get up under the uterus and they're like, target, target, target? You know what I mean?
That's how she got pregnant in the first place. Yeah. Hey.
Do they finger bang you? What's going on?
Let's just ask. Let's ask the important questions.
That's
do you finish?
That's $110. But like a Burke Williams day where you're just like, drink. You're going to drink some spa water. You're going to get hydrated.
Yeah.
You guys, I went to a spa and they had a scale. And I was like, oh, I don't have a scale because P.S. our listeners, scales. Evil. Ooh, throw them away.
Yes.
You should never know how much you weigh. You should be comfortable in your pants.
I love
it. You should go running and be happy and free because whatever.
And
you
that's what our charity is about.
It's true though. The day that I threw my, I actually threw
me
my
too.
Scale away.
I threw mine away too and I felt so much better.
Yeah.
I know how my clothes fit. I
exactly.
don't need a number to tell me how I feel about myself.
And you know what? You can have to poo and then lose 2 pounds. You can,
yeah.
You can have a piece of sushi and gain 2 pounds. And then every day, all day people walk around defeated and like the number has nothing to do with how healthy you are. Any hoozle.
Okay.
Public service announcement. But they did have a scale at the spa and I was like, oh, I wonder, I have no idea. It's been years. And I weighed myself and I was like, And then as I left, I was like, I wonder if I lost any bloat in that sauna. And I gained 8 pounds.
Holy shit.
In a day. I just soaked it up.
That's amazing.
Insane. Just water.
I went to the DMV the other day to renew my license and it hasn't been renewed since like 2005 when I was like 25 and fucking just skinny for no reason, like always skinny.
You said that with such resentment.
Yeah, like just stay skinny all the
little
time.
Little Georgia Heartstark, fucking.
Oh, what a sweet little idiot she was. Anyways, so I had to put down my new weight because it's been wrong on my license and I felt guilty about it this whole time. Like, I am not 120 pounds anymore. Like, that's just not
I straight
thing.
Up lie. I was 5 pounds less than I was at the time. And I'm like, yeah, I put 120 pounds. Like, it's still on my license. Same thing. Like,
but this time around, I was like, okay, am I going to put down, I want to put 128 because that's my happy weight. But I'm not that right now. And I'm also less than that sometimes when I'm fucking doing really good. It's such a hard thing to like pick what you want to be.
Yeah.
I know, but it doesn't, again, like that number means nothing.
I know.
Like the more I run, the heavier I get, theoretically. And that's great. That means like my legs are like big roasts under my skin and they're running.
What do
like
you do horse. For exercise while you're pregnant?
Nothing.
You lift a microphone right now.
That's digging it about all.
It's
I
very
say,
heavy.
Honey, can you grab this? They say that you're supposed to walk 3 to 5 miles a day, that it helps your labor go faster.
That's a lot of miles.
And I was doing well. And then my third trimester kind of like kicked in high gear and said, no way. You are laying down for like 5 days in a row.
Do it.
Yeah. So you try to yoga. Yoga is dumb. Like you never. Also, here's the thing. I never, like being normally so athletic every day, that's when I would shower is because I'd be so sweaty.
Right.
And gross. But now, because like I never break a sweat, you know, because like I'm not doing anything that's that hard. So like I never feel the need to shower. And so I'll go like a week and I'm like, I know, like maybe I'll like take a bath or something, but like I'll go a week or so without shampooing my hair. And
You're
I'm
making
like,
me feel so much better about myself right now. Because it's been a few days.
I can't even remember. I have to like, it's bad. So also what's weird, so your hair stops falling out.
Right.
When you're pregnant. Which is great for my drain. Right.
Right.
But like I've noticed that it's not oily ever.
Oh.
So like I can get away with whatever. I don't know. Just saying.
Well, you know why? Because the oil that was on your scalp is going to make rolls of fat around baby legs right now that are going to be so cute.
Chunky little baby.
Yeah, it's like, let's save this grease for the cheeks. Oh, you know what I realized? We forgot to ask ghost story.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost story. Do you have a
ghost story? Yeah.
Okay.
So living with my stepfamily in New Jersey on a farm, a horse farm.
Oh. Haunted. Haunted as fuck.
This house was over 200 years old.
What?
And it was like... it's like half of it was built like 200 years old and then they like expanded, right? So there's all these different levels and like it's always creaking. It's right. And our kitchen window was inscribed 1910, 1911.
Oh my
just
God.
Our kitchen window. And I was so bummed when they, anyway, it's not there anymore. Well, the window's not there anymore. The house is now offices for the golf course that is now on our horse farm. So, so the great nor'easter of 94.
Sure.
Snowed us onto our property, and we were on acres and acres of land because we didn't own it. We rented it, but we boarded other people's horses in our own. So, so we were like miles from like the neighbor. And so when when the storm hit, like we would open up our door and it was a wall of snow. Okay.
Oh my God.
So now we're like, there's no heat. There's no power. There's no running water. It's just, we're going to camp out inside of our house, whatever. Incidentally, I ate like a submarine sandwich that had been bad and should have been thrown out. But like, I totally got food poisoning the same weekend.
Oh, no.
So it was like 4 days. It was like 4 or 5 days we were trapped in this place. So you start to make your own fun. Now, I'm prefacing this to say that if I wasn't there and this didn't happen in front of me, I would not believe the story.
Oh, God.
So
excited.
So I understand that when I say this, I kind of I laugh because I'm like, I know I sound like full of shit, but it's I am an eyewitness to this thing that I saw. So my stepsister and I created our own Ouija board.
Fucking with the spirits, man.
We took a regular, and this house was like, I mean, always you would hear people walk up and downstairs and
God.
Right? But that's just the house settling, sure. Okay? And the most haunted concentration was always in my stepbrother's room. He would wake up to, like, you know, kids running on his chest kind of thing all the time. So we didn't really think anything of it when we were in my room. So the Ouija board, you know, you write out the alphabet and the numbers, yes, no, goodbye. And that was just like a regular cardboard kind of thing. I was really proud of making the indicator. This was, I cut it out of a shoebox. That's like a thinner kind of slipperier thing. Mm-hmm. And I cut a hole in it. So that's like where the eye would be. And then I rolled up tissues and I taped it to the bottom so it would glide. Right.
Oh God.
Cool. I'm just really impressed with like, I was, I don't know, 13 years old or something at the time. And so we sit Indian style and it's cold. So we're wearing like, we've run out of like pants to put on. So we're putting like sweaters on our legs and we're just like layered and layered and layered. And there's candles everywhere, but mostly on the ground. But we were just like a candle household anyway, who cares? Mm-hmm. So, we contact somebody. He identifies himself as Thomas.
Wait a second. You just went from we were a candle household to we contact someone.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
so
a
it's
really
just
big leap.
So it's just me and my sister, and of the two of us, the one that would have been fucking with the other one would have been me, and I was not fucking with her or pushing the thing around. Like she's a creative person, but she's not somebody that would, right? Okay.
Okay.
So we're like, so we put our fingers on the thing and we're like, okay, is anybody there? And it's like, yes. And it's like, what's your name? And then it spells out Thomas.
Oh.
And then we're like, where are you? And it said below. And we're like, you mean the kitchen? And it like kind of whatever veered off. And we're like, what, when did you die? And like, it was something April, whatever. It was April 30th, 2015. It was like it was some kind of April date. And then it kept like, whatever, doing gibberish. And then, and then my sister took her right arm off of the board to pet this cat, Princess, that had just walked by. And I'm looking down and I see like a bright flash like by her head. And by the time I look up, she's using her left hand to pat down her right shoulder because it had caught on fire and she was... she was putting out the flame of smoke on her right shoulder.
Oh my God.
And she's actually borrowing one of my sweaters at this time. And there's no mark. There's no indication that anything had ever burned on the sweater. And we look at each other, we're like, what the fuck just happened? And we quickly put our hands down on the board and the thing, Thomas, whatever, communicated like, you didn't ask for permission to leave. And we were like, okay, like, can we leave now? And like, and he was like, no. And then he kept trying to like spell shit, but like, we're kind of pulling it and we're just like letting it go. And it didn't make any sense what was happening, but the board was still moving. And eventually we said like, okay, we'd like to go. And then it went goodbye. And then that's the last time I've ever touched a Ouija board.
Oh my God.
So I've looked into this, like, there's apparently some phenomenon that can happen where if you're by an animal, like it can cause friction that causes fire or something. What? But I call bullshit.
Yeah.
This felt very weird and I'm just telling you.
I believe you.
My eyes are, don't laugh at me, but my eyes always water when it gets so scary. Your sister caught fire from a demon trapped in hell. Like, give it a
and
minute.
And the thing that the, what's the word when the conduit was a cat, so don't trust cats anymore.
Don't.
Cats are the best.
Sorry, guys.
She saw the flames too?
Yeah. No, she saw it better than I did because she was facing that way. I just saw it in my peripheral because I was looking down, but I saw something bright by her face. I looked up and by the time, like, she was patting it down.
Holy shit.
We had also, like, when we would groom horses, this one time, like, you know, we're both by the head of the horse. And at one time we both saw in our side vision, this woman walk up from the back of the horse, which is like alarming because you don't approach a horse from the back.
Right.
And I turned to say like, oh, hey, Coral, or thinking it was like my stepmom walking up. And my sister kind of dipped down underneath the head and was like, what'd you say? I was like, I thought I saw your mom like walking up. And she goes, you mean you saw a woman with blonde hair? We both said white top and like blue. Like, we both saw the same vision, like walking up to us as we were grooming. And like, that wasn't.
Allie is turned into stone.
So
she's turned into a statue out of fear.
So terrifying. Also, why can't you charge ghosts rent? Do you know what I mean?
It's a compliment, right? To have a place that's haunted. Yeah. It means it's nice enough to stick around.
I don't know if it's scary or if it's just fascinating, interesting, exciting, and cool and awesome.
No good.
You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. It lit her sister on fire. Like, you got a ghost that makes your bed or does turn down service or like bakes biscuits. Fucking rad. Don't light my sister on fire.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know what I mean?
That's fair. Hey, should we do fuck that to make to make ourselves feel better?
I guess.
Or we always end the podcast with fuck that, which is one thing we love so much. We're like,
we would lay it down and slow bone that.
And one thing we hate. And we're going to start with hate so we can end on love.
And on a positive note, right?
Because clearly everyone's, Allie, you all right? Catch your breath?
No, I am never going to talk to spirits in hell again, you guys. My Yelp review is going to be like 1 out of 1 stars. Set my sister on fire. Would not summon again.
Deanna, what do you hate?
What do you hate?
Pregnancy?
Yeah, but we've covered that. Let's talk about airport bathrooms and how doors open up like towards the toilet.
Yep.
So if you're in there with like a roll around suitcase, like smashed. How do you like you're wedged up by the gross toilet. And then also most of them are automatically flushing. So they're just like, they're like spraying toilet water on you as you're just trying to open the door to get out. I hate it.
And every single toilet in a bathroom in a fucking airport I've been in there, the purse hanger has broken off already.
Yeah.
So you have nowhere to put your stuff.
Oh, God.
So gypsies can steal your bags from underneath your stall.
Yeah. Just right underneath them. Romanies.
Fucking gypsies.
We call them Romanies.
They're still gypsies?
I don't know. But I when you travel a lot or when you have to stop in a lot of different airport bathrooms, that's the one thing that I'm like, can't handle is I can't be in another airport bathroom because you feel dirty. And I'm not even that big of a germaphobe, but I'm like, I felt covered in the shit of strangers for a week straight.
You know what's really crazy too is when you get out of California, you realize how few places use toilet seat covers or offer them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they're just really a wisp of protection.
I appreciate it.
We need to do a little research and find out exactly how many diseases have ever been prevented by a toilet seat.
I don't want to know.
Right.
But actually, how many diseases have been caused by sitting on a toilet seat? Like none.
I don't know. Ask people who have butt boils.
Hey, what do you hate? Butt boil.
My cousin just got a butt boil carved out of his butt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, never.
Does he want us to know that?
I don't know. I have a lot of cousins. My dad's one of 11. My mom's one of 6.
If you guess which one it is, God bless you.
It could be any of them. I just found out he offered to show it to me, and I was like,
oh, cool.
Gonna take a pass. A thing that I hate. Georgia, you go.
Okay. This goes back to what you were saying that you hate if everyone was just, we wouldn't need keys if everyone was. I fucking hate passwords, and I'm so sick of them. And like, can we just not be jerks and steal each other's shit so I don't need to keep coming up with passwords because my fucking and iCloud got broken into like 4 times, so now it's a series of random letters and characters and I can never remember it, but I don't know where to put it because I don't want someone. I hate passwords. What do you hate, Allie?
I was gonna ask if you have a place where you keep all of them.
I do, but I don't want to tell anyone.
But got it.
In my brain. It's in my brain.
Do you want to say where you hide a key?
anywhere?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay, I'm so sorry that I had to look this up while you were doing that. Okay, the thing that I hate a bunch. Oh, I hate it. I mean, we've talked about this. And yeah. I don't even know if I've talked about this on this podcast. But when you have friends with girlfriends or husbands or whatever, or pimps or whatever, and you don't see them that often because people are busy, but you get the text. It's like, hey, Jason's out of town until Wednesday. We should hang out. And right. The thing that's like, hey, my number one option isn't available, so I can make time for you between these dates.
Right.
And you're like, if you want to be like, hey, I'm available this week if you want to hang, great. Just don't tell me, don't like lead with that I'm B team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, I can hang out because...
Also, it's like, reflecting poorly on you because like you... It sounds like you're kept.
Right.
Well, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
That sucks.
They're like, yeah, David's going to be gone for another 12 hours, so I can hang whenever.
It's also like, I have this person I can't live without so much.
Ew. I'm going to need someone to fill it.
I need distractions. Because I can finally do what I want to do.
Just don't tell me, just don't ask just that factor in.
Want to hang out.
You know what? Over crab cakes or whatever, mention that he got deployed for a week or whatever. But just don't lead with like, I finally have an open window I'm willing to put you in because I don't have another option. Especially if you're saying it to a girl that doesn't have a boyfriend. Because you're like, that would be like if every single day you texted the same friend being like, hey, I don't have a boyfriend in case you want to hang out. Hey, what's up? It's Wednesday. I still don't have a boyfriend in case you're free.
Like, oh my God, I love that.
You don't want to, I just think it's rude.
I agree.
We should have people screen cap that and
oh please
secret. What's that. A good hashtag for that?
SO out of town. No, I don't know. We'll think of something.
We'll work on it.
Let's end on Deanna's thing that she loves.
Okay. Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
what
yeah.
do you love, Allie?
Oh, I love Inside Amy Schumer so much. Oh,
so good.
I love Inside Amy Schumer was super super funny the first season. By the way, this is an imprint of my sweat on my own couch. In case you guys are just wondering, it's my leg. But season two, I feel like she's bringing it even more.
Is it season three?
Season three. Whatever.
Whatever it is.
Numbers are bad.
It's so fucking funny. And I think she's one of the best, most cutting, outspoken feminists. And she's also just a genius comedian.
Agreed.
Fucking so funny.
I love going back to my fluoride argument. Yo. I got a really cool filtered shower head.
Oh.
You guys, they sell filtered shower heads.
What does that do for you? Like, your hair looks really shiny.
Thank you. And the water, it's like $30. It's just like big, fat, like a regular one that I got. I think it's like Callahan or whatever the
brand. Do you have to change a filter?
Every like 6 months or some shit. Okay. It's not expensive, but like it filters everything. And the water, maybe I'm going out of my mind, but it feels softer.
Yeah.
It probably is.
It feels different.
No, that's real.
Yeah. Straight chalk comes out of my faucet. It's just liquid chalk.
It's just like such a crazy little thing that you can do.
And when did you start using it?
Like a week ago.
Because your hair looks very shiny.
You have very great hair.
That's the problem with my hair. Oh, since birth.
Since birth.
I have had llama hair because of my shower. What do you love, Deanna?
There's this, you know, have you guys listened to 99% Invisible?
No.
It's this like 20 minute long podcast and it's about architecture and design, but it just kind of helped it. Like you look at the world differently. Like they'll do an episode on the history of like the carpet in the Portland airport and they'll do another one. Like this week's episode was about the mystery house, the Winchester mystery house or whatever. So it's just about like how Wonder Bread got its, like every episode is just something different. And it kind of like my favorite one that keeps haunting me is about the calendar. If you listen to like how our calendar was designed, it just like makes you resent the fact that we don't have equal size months.
Wow. Oh yeah, it is a little wonky. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun. I like random facts that you delve into like that. What is it called again?
99% Invisible with Roman Mars, and his voice is very sexy.
Who's Roman Mars?
I don't know. But he just always says it. 99% Invisible.
Do they talk about why February's like? I feel like February is a friend that's like, oh, just chip in $20. And you're like, well, that's like, you didn't, that's without the tax or the tip. Like, fuck you. What's up with February?
I forget what they said about February, but basically our calendar stems from like Augustus. It's basically the love affair between Augustus and, or Caesar, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Caesar and Cleopatra. That like he had a calendar, she had a calendar, and like their calendar has had a baby. And that's basically what we have today.
Oh my God, their calendar's Blue Ivy.
Yeah. Kind of. Oh my God.
I mean, tell me that Caesar and Cleopatra were not Jay-Z and Beyonce.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Or were they fucking Kim? What if they were Kim and Kanye?
Well, actually,
that would make more sense.
Given
right?
there was probably a lot of vanity. So then it's Northwest. So our calendar is Northwest.
Yeah.
Well, that's a disappointment.
Deanna, tell everyone where they can find you online and on your things.
I invite you all to gently stalk me.
Yes.
Yes.
From on Twitter at Deanna Russo, at the Mighty DR on Instagram. It's a Dr. Dre reference. I'm not trying to be like...
That's awesome. As well it should be.
Whatever. Where else am I? I don't know. I'm just like...
Can
I'm just
periscope
coming at
your
you.
Birth?
If you go to... She's in the first season of Burning Love, which is so good.
Burning Love. The first season of Satisfaction, which is on USA. And
Yay. Two and a Half Men. Also, I was going to say that you have very white teeth, and then I remember that you're in a Crest White Strips commercial.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you do have incredible teeth.
It's Crest White Strips, guys.
I know. Seriously, though. I was noticing that, and I was like, well, there you go.
Oh, I love it. That's so cool.
Well, we will definitely have people stalk you. You're going to want to stalk this. I cannot wait to see this baby.
Oh, this baby's going to be drop dead gorgeous.
Baby's not going to be a Buster calendar. I'll tell you that much.
This is not a Northwest. Thanks for listening. Everyone, you can find us where
at Allie in Georgia on Twitter. We're at Allie Ward and at Hardstark on Instagram.
Alie is how you spell it.
Yeah, that's right. One L. And but you know what? If you're listening to this on a thing and you want to rate it or subscribe,
please
do that. We love that. The more you guys rate, the more you subscribe, the higher we get on the charts. So
let's beat those dudes, you guys.
Let's beat
those comedy dudes.
I know we got up to 35 of comedy podcasts.
Fuck you, everyone.
Bitches with microphones,
feminism and whatnot.
So rate us, subscribe. We read all your comments, and text a friend right now and say, hey, do you listen to this podcast? You should, because then you guys can have inside jokes. And also tell us what we should hashtag that egregious plan. I mean, is it like a friend option B?
Yes. Friend option B.
Hashtag friend option B.
Yeah.
Hashtag that in screen cap and we will delight
sloppy
in it.
Seconds.
I just... Sloppy
seconds. Just to bring it back, though, to Dookie, I'm totally going to poop in your bathroom right now.
Audio.